All right, so this is going to be a short sermon. If there's kids still left in here, they haven't fleed. I'm going to need your help on this to start off. So kids, help your parents if they don't get the answers to these questions, okay? Can you guys do that? All right. So when I was a kid, one of my favorite things to do was to try to pretend that I was a superhero. I like to think about what I would do if I had superpowers that would give me like awesome stuff. And so I would sit and daydream just about all the different superpowers that a superhero could have. So what are some, do you guys ever do that? Am I the only one? All right, I got one guy here. All right, so what are okay, more brothers. What are some of the superpowers you guys think about? You want to turn invisible. What did you, somebody over here said what? Super gas? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm like, well, that could be a power, I guess. My kids would argue on Bean Night that that's my superpower, but we won't get that. What else? Other superpowers? Teleport. What else? Back here in the back, Mr. Reed. What? Hypnotism. Okay. I like where we're going. All right. Telekinesis. All right, what's over here? I didn't hear you. Super strength. Yes. That was the one I always wanted. All right, Miriam. Oh, like Wonder Woman. Super. Okay, back here in the back. All right. I didn't hear. What did you say? Invincible. That would be a cool one. That would be a cool one. All right here. What is it? Fast, super speed. I've never had super speed. I've always been super slow, if that were a superpower. But, so you guys get the point, right? There are superpowers. I know we could go on for the whole rest of the time, naming. But there's this time when I would sit and wish that I had these superpowers. And most superheroes have these superpowers, but they get them through something that happens to them. And what do we usually call that thing that happens to superheroes? Their origin story, right? It's how they got their superpowers. So we're going to go through a couple of heroes today to see what their superpowers are. So the first person, who is this right here? Spider-Man. How did Spider-Man get his superpowers? He got bit by a radioactive spider. Yes, very good. All right, we're one for one now. All right, who is this? All right, okay, a little harder now, a little harder. How did he get his superpowers? I hear a bunch of mumbling. Okay. The heart flower got crumbled into tea and he drank it, right? Yep, very good. All right. Who is this? You could have said Brie Larson, I would have given it to you, but yes, Captain Marvel. How did she get her powers? And this is a trick question. Okay, plane wreck, but what did she do in the plane wreck? She shot the reactor in the plane and the explosion went into her. And it gave her superpower, right? And all of these things, they're kind of gnarly, right? So I would sit and think about what kind of power could I have. But every time I'd think about the power, I'd also have to think about the origin story. And every single origin story involves like toxic sludge or spiders biting or like dying, like painful bad things. Those were the origin stories, and I could never think of an origin story that was really good. But we read today, and you got to follow me on this, we read today, in the passage we read today, we read of an origin story. And this is an origin story that involves one person, but it also involves all of us. And if you've never seen this story as an origin story, I hope you'll just listen for the next 3 or 4 minutes because I think you'll see it maybe in a little different of a way. Because Luke is writing to his buddy Theophilus and he wants to show him and convince him that what he has learned is the truth and is real. And he writes about one man, but he's not just a man. He is also fully God. He writes about Jesus. And he says, in the book that I formerly wrote you, talking about the Gospel of Luke, I told you about the ministry of this man who is God and what he did. And he was a man who taught amazing things. But he didn't just teach amazing things. He also did some pretty awesome stuff through the power of the Holy Spirit. And he taught through the Holy Spirit too, Luke tells us. But he would go around and he would teach these really amazing things, and he would prove that what he was saying was true through power. So there's this one time he changed water into wine. You kids won't understand that, but as adults, you know that's a pretty cool miracle at a wedding. He turned water to wine. Some of you laughed, some of you frowned at me. So, but he did some other cool stuff too. He healed people. He healed people. He healed people who were blind, who were deaf, who were lame, who couldn't walk. And he just said, get up, or go see, or put mud in their... Like, he healed people. And he didn't just heal people, but he would raise people from the dead. Now, that's a cool power, if you ask me, right? That's a pretty cool power. And it gave proof. People would see the power, and they'd say, wow, God must really love him, because he's got this power, and he's doing these amazing things. So what he says must be true. And what he said was, he taught about a kingdom. If you think about superheroes, remember the kingdom of Wakanda in the movies? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, it's this kingdom that's pretty amazing. It's got a wise ruler. It's a very wealthy nation. It's technologically advanced. There's hardly sickness. It's just really this perfect picture. But the kingdom that Jesus taught about was better than that. It was an amazing kingdom that was ruled by a wise ruler that would last into eternity, and he would talk about it. And he would say things like, it's here among you. It's with you. This ruler is with you. And there are people who did not like that. People who were jealous, who were bullies, who were mean, who wanted to keep power for themselves, and they killed this man who was also God. And if we were looking and reading or watching just a normal story about a normal superhero, that's where it would end. That's where his followers thought it was the end credits. They were starting to roll. But like every superhero movie nowadays, there's the scenes at the end of the credits. And in those scenes, we see something amazing. It's not a Spider-Man will return or a Captain America will return. It's he has risen. Because his followers think he's gone, it's over, it's done. But Jesus Christ rose from the dead. He was resurrected is what we call it. And he rose from the dead, and he appeared to his followers to prove to them that he was real. That he wasn't a ghost. That he wasn't a spirit. That he wasn't a zombie. That he was real. And in fact, one of his followers said, I won't believe it unless I can touch him. And so Jesus is like, hey, come on, bro, touch me. And his follower touched, this is in John 20, I'm not making it up, this is in John 20 if you want to read it. And his follower touched him. And when he touched him, he fell to his knees and he said, my God and my Lord. Because he believed. It was real. And Luke writes that today, because he wants his buddy to know that this amazing and true story is real and true. You see, Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. Very few scholars dispute that. It's most historians believe it's true. And he taught an amazing message about God, a God who loved people, and he wanted to be with people. But God is also holy and perfect. And anything that is imperfect, that's not perfect, can't appear before God and withstand who he is. Who here is perfect? Nobody. So it knocks all of us out. We're all knocked out of the running of being able to be with God who wants to be with us. Here's a way to think about it. How many of you guys have ever met the President of the United States? Anybody? All right, no. Oh, one person. All right, you had to ruin my illustration. I'm kidding, Courtney. How many of you guys have ever spent a whole day with the president? Let's try that one. A whole day with the president of the United States. Okay, so let's pretend like you're going to spend the whole day with the president of the United States. You didn't ruin my illustration. I was giving you a hard time. Let's say if you're going to spend the whole day with the president of the United States, what do you do? Do you take a shower? All right. Do you dress up? You put on maybe some new clothes. You put some new shoes on because you're going to get to spend the whole day with the president of the United States. It's going to be pretty cool. But then you also, if you're going to spend the whole day with the president of the United States, what happens? There's a small agency called the Secret Service that's going to pry through every nook and cranny of your life to see if there's anything you've ever done or ever thought or ever said into your cell phone that they don't track. And they're going to look and see if they find anything that would make it dangerous for you to spend the whole day with the president. And then when you get to his house, you're going to go through like a metal detector, and they're going to, you know, all the stuff that they do to check to make sure. And if they find anything at all that raises a question, whoosh, you're gone. You are gone. So multiply that by a billion or a trillion or whatever, infinite amount. God is holy. And if there's anything, you're gone. But here's the great thing. God loves us so much that he sent his son, and this is important, he sent his son to be perfect for us. He was perfect. He acted and did everything perfect for us. And he gives us his perfection. He gives us his perfection when we believe in him. And he takes our imperfections, our sins, onto himself, onto the cross, and he gets rid of them. He carries them as he goes to the cross, and he faces a holy and perfect God for us with our imperfections. And instead of being swept away, instead of us being swept away, we are now welcomed in to this kingdom. This kingdom that's far better than Wakanda or any kingdom that you could think of that would be perfect. Instead of us being swept away, Jesus takes the hit for us. But the beautiful thing as we read this is that he doesn't stay dead. He is resurrected. And as believers who followed him in life talk to him. And they say in this passage, they say, Jesus, are you going to stay with us now? Are you going to be our king? And Jesus basically says, the time isn't here yet, but I will come back, and I will be your king, and I will rule, but not today, because today I am still with you, but I've got some things for you to do. I have a mission for you. You have to tell people about what you experienced when you were with me. And the amazing thing is that his followers did that, and the story spread. And now we sit here because of that story, that origin story. But that isn't all. It gets better. He gave his followers that mission, and he also gives us that mission. But he also gives us power. Now, he doesn't give us superpower like invincibility or super gas or super speed, but he gives us power nonetheless. That mission is to share the news about what is going on in the world, the true thing that's happening in the world, to others. And not just to others, but to the whole world. Our passage this morning says, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We are to share that message of hope to the ends of the earth. That's the message that we have to tell people in this world. That good news. It's the news of a kingdom that you can be a part of, that you can live in, that's the most wonderful and the most just. It's a ruler who will rule with equality, and he will make things right. And he will make things right in your own life. You heard some of the testimonies from the coaches today. He will change your life, and he will make things right in your own life, but he starts to make things right in the world. It's a beautiful kingdom. So beautiful. And if you were in camp this week, you heard about how to enter that kingdom. You heard the good news of that kingdom and how to enter it. The whole purpose of this week has been to tell you that amazing story. In fact, these coaches came from the ends of the earth. Well, they came from their place to the ends of, we are the ends of the earth for them, to share this amazing story. This amazing story of how God has transformed their lives, but how he can promise to transform ours and to make life so much better. And with the mission and the purpose comes power. Verse 8 of this passage we read earlier, we learn that Jesus promises power through the Holy Spirit coming upon the people. And God sends his Spirit, it happens. And they live with the Spirit, it's active, and they do some crazy things. You can read through Acts and you can see them. But Jesus says his disciples will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon them, and we see that happen. And it's true of us. When we come into his kingdom, when we believe in Jesus, he gives gifts through his Holy Spirit that are used to fulfill his purpose in powerful ways. Seen it with my eyes. I know some of the coaches here have seen it. Pastor Joe was just telling a story about it this week. Amazing, amazing stories. And then Jesus finishes talking, and he ascends into heaven, and the disciples are standing there going like, okay, what happened? And they're just kind of standing there looking, and the text tells us two men, they're angels. They come and they say, hey, what are you standing there for? Go and do what you're supposed to do. And they do it. They leave and they go and they wait, and then they're filled with the Holy Spirit and they do what they were supposed to do. You can read all about it in Acts, and we benefit from it. But that same mission is our mission too. You have the same origin story. This is a story we all share. It's better than any superhero story in any comic because it's true and it's real. Our origin is in Jesus Christ. We find new life in the life and death of a perfect man. And he gives us a mission, and he gives us the power to accomplish that mission. And this week may have been your origin story. I don't know. I haven't read all the cards yet. This week may have been your origin story. Today may be your origin story, the beginning of your origin story. You may have been walking this story for years and decades, but the command remains the same. Go. Go and tell what has happened in the land and what will happen for all eternity. Keep growing, keep moving, keep learning. And most of all, keep trusting him. And remember that God will give you all that you need to do what you got to do. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We pray that you would bless the remainder of our time together. Bless these coaches as they go on to continue doing this mission. Help us to do that in our own lives. Help us to understand and realize how powerful you are, how holy you are, and how much what you've done is done for us and for those around us, and give us a passion and a zeal to carry on this mission. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.